Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to learn the last Mishnah of the 8th Parak of Maseches Yevamos, as well as the first Mishnah of the 9th Parak of Maseches Yevamos. So again, we're continuing to discuss the halachos of Asaris. So, Sris Chama Kohen, Shenasa Bas Yisrael. Let's say you have a Kohen who was sterile from the moment he was born, and he marries a Bas Yisrael. So, Machila B'Truma, she is allowed to eat Truma, because she's his wife. Now, even though a Kohen who became a Sris Adam is not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael, because it's a psule kahal. He's only allowed to marry a mamzeres or something, or a giores. This kohen is a sris chama, so he doesn't have such a psul kahuna, and therefore it does not. He doesn't have a psul kahal, and therefore him marrying a bas Yisrael shall be allowed to eat truma. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon omrim. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say androgynous kohen shenas a bas Yisrael. If a kohen is an androgynous, he has both male and female organs, and he marries a bas Israel, Machil B'Truma, she's also allowed to eat Truma, because an androgynous is considered a man, according to these opinions, and therefore his wife is a regular wife of a Kohen. What about a Tumtum? Tumtum is someone where you cannot see the reproductive organs and whether they are male or female. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tumtum Shenikra V'Nimtza Zachar. If the Tumtum went through a surgery where the skin was torn open and they were able to see that he was in fact a male, Lo Yachlots, he does not do Chalitza, Mipnei Shehu Kasaris, because he cannot father children, he's considered to be a Saris, because an Saris, we learned, is not able to do Chalitza. Androgynous no say Avaloni. An androgynous is a man, so he's allowed to marry a woman, but he is not a woman, so he cannot be married to a man. And he'd be chayv skila for doing that, because it would be a violation of Mishkav Zachar. Now, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. He says, androgynous chayim alav skila kazachar. Men who sleep with an androgynous are chayiv skila only for doing that with him as they would with a man, not as they would with a woman. Meaning it's different than the Tanakama. Tanakama said he's not allowed to be married to a man because of Mishkav Zachar, and the man and the androgynous are chayiv skila whether they sleep together in the way that two men would sleep together, or whether they sleep together in the way that a man and a woman would sleep together, because after all, he has female genitalia as well. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says, an androgynous is only chayv skila for Mishkav Zachar if he sleeps together with another man in the way that two men would normally sleep together. Okay, so now we move on to Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. So we had said that there are certain marriages which are not an erva, but are still aser. So the halacha is that if the couple gets married, they are married, and if the husband dies without children, there is a zika, therefore you got to do either yibum or chalitza. So this Mishnah is going to talk about types of marriages that are aser, and certain types of marriages that are mutter, and discuss how the halachos of yibum and chalitza apply to these marriages. So yesh mutaris lebaleihen v'asuros liyameihen. There are four types of relationships where that exists. So one type is someone is permitted to their husband, but is usher to their yavam. Then there's mutaris liv mehen, vasurus lebalehen. Women are permitted to their yavams, but they're usher to their husbands. Then there's mutaris leelu veleelu, some who are permitted to both their husbands and their yavams. And then there's vasurus leelu veleelu, some who are usher to both their husbands and the yavams. So the Mishnah gives examples. Veelu mutaris lebalehen vasurus. The following women are mutter to their husbands and are usher to their yavams. Kohen hedyot shenasa salmana. A kohen hedyot marries an almana, perfectly fine. They're allowed to marry an almana. V'yesh lo ach kohen gadol, and he has a brother who's a kohen gadol. So a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry an almana, and therefore he cannot do yibum when his brother dies. Chalal shenasa ksheiro. You have a chalal, so he's not a kohen. He loses his kuna, and he's married to a regular kosher woman, which is perfectly fine. But v'yesh lo ach kosher, he has a brother who's a real kohen, and the brother who's a real kohen is not allowed to marry someone who was previously married to a chalal, because that makes her into a chalala. Yisrael shenasa bas Yisrael. Yisrael marries a regular bas Yisrael. V'yesh lo ach mamzer, and he has a brother who's a mamzer. Now, mamzer is not allowed to marry a regular bas Yisrael, so he cannot do yibum on her. Or mamzer shenasa mamzeres, v'yesh lo ach Yisrael. Whereas a mamzer marries a mamzeres, where they're allowed to do that, But the mamzer has a brother who's a Yisrael who's not allowed to marry a mamzeres. So in all those cases, mutaros lebalehen v'asuros leivmehen. They're allowed to be with their husbands because there's no iser, but they're usher with their yavams because there is an iser in those cases with the husband's brother. So to review what we learned today in Perek Ches Mishnah Vav, we learned that if a Sris Chama, who's a Kohen, marries a Bas Yisrael, she can eat Truma, even though they're never going to have children, because there's nothing wrong with that marriage. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon said that an androgynous Kohen who marries a Bas Yisrael, she's allowed to eat Truma, because an androgynous has a din of a man. Rabbi Yehuda says that a Tumtum, who turns out to be a Zachar, can't do Chalitza, because he has the status of a Sris. And then we had a Machlokas about what happens if an androgynous commits Mishkav Zachar, meaning you assume an androgynous is a male, so the first shita was that an androgynous who does Mishkav Zachar is only Chayv Skila if he does it in the way that one would sleep with a Zachar, and the other opinion is even if they slept together in the way that one would sleep with an Akeva, there's still going to be a Chayv Skila. Then, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, we learned that there are four categories of people. There are four types of cases. Some cases where a woman is mutter to be with her husband, but aser to the Yavam. Some cases where it's the reverse, mutter to the yavam, but aser to the husband. Many cases where they're mutter to both, and some cases where they're aser to both. So our Mishnah just listed the cases where she was allowed to be married to her husband, but not to her yavam. Number one, a kohen hadyot that married an almana, but his brother's a kohen gadol. Number two, a chalal marries a kosher person, but he has a brother that's a kosher kohen. Number three, a Yisrael marries a bas Yisrael, but he has a brother that's a mamzer. Number four, a mamzer marries a mamzeres, but he has a brother that is a Yisrael, so he's not allowed to marry a mamzeres. So in all those cases, with the original husband, there was no problem. They were allowed to be with their original husband, but the problem was that they were usher to their yavams. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis.